my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor. Thank you for listening today. We have a song, A Little Talk with Jesus. Is this the one, Now Let Us? All right, the boys, the staff men, they sang this just recently, a couple of weeks ago. My, they're a great group. They are just great. And I see those men standing and singing. I always enjoy it. They started off, they were okay. But I'll tell you what, they have become a great group. You know, in music, a lot of times you're a solo or you duet or you're trio or you're quartet or your sextet, whatever you call it, whatever you're in, it normally is okay, but it's not great. But you keep practicing, keep singing, and it always becomes great. I promise you that. Here it is. Have a little talk with Jesus.
I once was lost in sin. Hear our faintest cry, He will answer by and by.
Forgive me, ladies, for not saying a word about Mother's Day. That was on Sunday. Now it's already Tuesday. I hope you had a good day. And I know that you're loved. I tell you what, the work of God cannot make it without you wives and mothers. I thank God for you every single. I thank God for ladies. You know, the Apostle Paul spent so much time thanking God for all the ladies in his ministry. Romans 16 is one passage. But the ladies had a great part in the Lord's ministry. And I thank God for the illustrations of godly ladies. Ladies, you're a blessing. Well, we have one more song to get up quickly. I can't even walk. I think this is a great style. I know you'll love it. Then we're in Acts chapter 1. Why is tithing so important yesterday? Today's another one.
Would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I had done a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, I learned to stand, and I can't my head, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn.
Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Lord, I can't even walk. No, I can't even walk.
Yesterday, why in the world is tithing so important? It's biblical. It's Bible. Today, why is soul winning so important? It's biblical. Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power. Dynamite, dunamis is the Greek word. It's power, it's explosive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The Holy Ghost empowers us. And ye shall be, here it is, witnesses to me both in, and then he takes it in a city and goes a little bit beyond that and beyond, and then the world in Jerusalem, in all Judea, it goes out a little bit further, and Samaria a little further yet, and the uttermost part of the earth. Matthew chapter number 28. It's very, very powerful. As Jesus is speaking his last words before he's going to ascend up into heaven, Jesus says in chapter 28 and verse number 19, "Go ye therefore into all the, teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost." Verse 18 says, "All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. So go, teaching to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always." The entire gospel, the entire Bible, the entire New Testament is about winning the lost to Jesus Christ. You know, I'm just shocked. I am shocked at the number of missionaries that we have in communist countries and in countries that are Muslim speaking. I'm shocked that these Muslim countries, the underground churches, so many, many, many are coming. I know of a Muslim church right now that pastor's been there for about 15 years, and I would imagine they might know what's going on. They come to church. It takes an hour and a half to 2 hours to get them in. They come by one at a time, two at a time, and then it takes them an hour and a half to 2 hours to leave church. But this one particular church I'm thinking about, in an all-Muslim country, you can get your arms cut off if you witness. You cannot pass tracts. But they have had so many Muslims saved that their weekly financial giving to worldwide missions in dollars and cents is $7,500. Muslims. We've got another church in a Muslim country where everybody involved is a former Muslim, the music director, the associate pastor, everybody. You see, the world needs hope. Jesus Christ is the only one that can give hope. You look at these gods and you look at their thoughts, and you read the Quran, or you read whatever it is, and it's always very evil, very sad, there's no happiness, there's no joy, there's no excitement about the things of God. But you read about Christianity through the Lord Jesus Christ, and he said, "I want you to be a witness of me. I want you to go tell everyone." Our church has been doing that now almost for 51 years. They've been running buses. 1.6 million riders have ridden our buses. They've been involved in soul winning every single Saturday and throughout the week and every single day, and passing tracts. They've been involved in Bible distribution for years. They've been involved in worldwide missions since day one. I probably shouldn't have done that. We start running buses day one. We started missions day one, and we probably, perhaps we should have got stronger, but it all worked, and God blessed it. And God blesses soul winning. Figure out every opportunity to get invested in soul winning, passing tracts, passing Bibles, knocking on doors, visiting people, talking to people about a special day in your church, getting them on Mother's Day, getting them on Easter, getting them on New Year's, getting them on Christmas, getting them to musicals, get them to preaching the Word of God. It is so vitally important. Ye shall receive power. God wants to empower you. God wants to empower me. Give the gospel today. Pray that God will allow you to win somebody today. I'm not the greatest soul winner in all the world. I wish I was. I know of pastors that are winning people every single day. I must say that many days I'm stuck in my office and I'm not doing that. But I try every week to bring someone to Jesus Christ, that someone knows the plan of salvation as a result of me. And I thank God it's working. I think of a man that recently said, "You're my last stop. I'm going to commit suicide." And I led him to Christ. And he's growing in grace now. Father, thank you for the fact that we can be a soul winner for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that we would give the gospel to every creature, every little boy, every little girl, every teenager, every college-age student, every middle-aged person, every elderly person. God, help us to get the gospel out to the world, that everybody might hear for one time that Jesus is the answer. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.